If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The kingdom of God, there is everything that's needed. John writes in his third letter to the declining church at Ephesus, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers." There are many who read that passage and say it's just a greeting to those Christians that are just holding on to what they found in the developmental stage of the Church of Ephesus, but I tend to believe that it was the will of God for us to be in health, which means get your healing and keep it. And healing is not just physical, it is also a state of mind. There's healing that is inclusive, not just healed in the body and miserable in the spirit. So he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers." It's the work of the Holy Spirit to prosper our souls. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to prosper our spirit and equip and prepare us for the new wine for the next move of God. God is moving in a different direction for the church, and many in the church will either be left behind or slip away because they can't go with the new move. They've gotten so locked in and how God did things in the past that they cannot move with the new. And this is illustrated in the book of Numbers after the children of Israel had walked with Moses from the Exodus on, crossing the Red Sea, watching God open up the Red Sea, and then watching God give them sweet waters at Marah when they complained about the bitter waters, then watching God send them manna, then watching God give them water from a rock, and watching God do all those great things for them, even keeping vicious nations away from them because they were not ready to fight. And so when they finally reach Kadesh Barnea, and they're being counseled to go and view the land, they cannot go because their view of God is connected to the past. And so they've just looked at the new challenge and said, "We cannot go in," because God had been doing everything for them up to that point. Now it was time for them to stand on their faith and move where God said to move. And the church, since the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, the church is experiencing the same thing. They cannot move forward because they're embracing the old. People in positions in the churches, they cannot move forward because they're embracing the old. There is a problem that is developing in our churches, and God can't pour in new wine because of old thinking. And so my task is to get you thinking differently and ask yourself this question: why is God adding so many people to our church if it's not for the purpose of giving us new wineskins so he can pour in new wine? This is not an indictment on others. Others are there to mentor and train and help the new people that are coming in. But please know that God is moving in a unique direction. So I say, follow me as I follow Christ. Don't get frustrated when you don't get your way. Don't get frustrated when things don't go the way you want them to go. The leading of the Spirit does not mean the absence of order. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to first, look at the description, not the definition, the description. The description. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. I think now, after all of our teaching, you are ready to graduate to the description, to understand the description.
that the Bible say what it says. Faith is the substance of what you hope for. In other words, you wouldn't hope if you didn't have faith. You can't hope for what you don't think is coming. The principal work of the devil is to take away your hope. And that's why so many people are hopeless. God never wants you to be hopeless. Never get to the point where you say, I have no hope. You have hope. You will always have hope because the word of God is preached on a regular basis and it builds hope so that even where you are might seem like a difficult situation, you should always have hope that I won't be there forever. And the hope should structure your thought and your speech. It may not structure your behavior immediately. You may still kind of mope and act depressed. And this is when you have to have a good friend who'll either kick you in the seat of the pants or slap you in the face and tell you to get off the seat of feeling sorry for yourself. I know it's going to get better. You've got to know it's going to get better. And sometimes you need the shock of getting it together. Amen? You should always have a friend in your life who will kick you out of mental mediocrity, who won't let you feel sorry for yourself. Everybody doesn't need to rub your back and say, bless them, Lord. Some people need to slap you and say, get up. Amen. You cannot move forward in God feeling sorry for yourself. Nobody likes me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody. Look, who cares? I know everybody wants to be liked. You started out in your life wanting to be liked. But then situations arose that caused people not to like you. Get over the concept. Here's what you do. Find people who do and make a club. Call it the Like, insert your name, club. The Like Eric Club. Everybody can't join. The dues are $5,000 a year. And everybody can't join. And so what you do is you understand that without hope, you're not going anywhere. As long as the devil can keep you full of despair, as long as he can keep you miserable, as long as he can keep you looking at what you cannot do, you will never do anything. So faith is the substance of what you hope for. But then he goes on and says, it is the evidence. The Greek word is elenkos, means the proof of what you do not see. It is the proof of what you do not see. In other words, you act on what you don't see because of faith. I can't get no help. It is the evidence of what I don't see. The young wife is pregnant in her first trimester. The pregnancy has been confirmed by medical test. After it's confirmed by medical test, it is then confirmed by visual. She starts getting a little bump. The bump grows. At some point, once it's past the safe time, when the possibility of losing the little embryo is gone. The baby has taken in sufficient nourishment and is growing. Mom begins to make plans. She visualizes the nursery. She imagines all of the things that go with a healthy childhood. Baby hasn't been born yet. The evidence of what's not seen. Now, if you notice something in this particular text and throughout the Bible, which we hope to validate over a series of weeks, the Bible never talks about not feeling. It says not seeing. It appears that faith works with feeling, but not always seeing. How many times have you been in a potentially dangerous situation and felt the peace of God, but could not see your way out of it? In fact, this is so significant for me that I now use that barometer to determine if the devil is speaking to me or not. If some word comes to me, if a voice speaks to me, I determine if the result or the residual feeling after that word is peace. If it's not peace, it's not God. If a voice comes to me and I'm anxious, if I'm contemplating dying, if I'm concerned and scared and afraid, it's not God. Because those emotions and feelings are contrary to God. You with me? Every time an angel would show up, whether it was a Christophany or a Theophany, every time an angel would visit, the first words out of their mouths was peace. Don't be afraid. The enemy brings fear. It is fear that makes you sicker than you really are. It is fear that has you think that everybody's against you when nobody even knows you're there. It is fear that has you thinking you're right when you're really wrong, but you don't want to be wrong because fear says if you're wrong in this, you may be wrong in that. So fear works as the opposite of faith. Faith is understanding that I must learn to move into the realm of the supernatural. Fear is recognizing that if I try to make that move, it ain't gonna work the way I want it to. But who says it has to? Faith has nothing to do with you. Faith must be placed in someone. Now, I don't know if they taped the Wednesday night Bible study, but we talked about, we've been talking about double-minded faith. Peter had faith in the Lord's word to come and walk on the water, but then he shifted his faith and put it in the waves and the wind so that they would, knowing that they would kill him. He still had faith. He just moved it to the thing that frightened him. That's what we do sometimes. We start out with faith in the word, faith in God, and then through a series of events, the faith shifts from God to the thing that we fear the most. And this is why the writer says, faith is the substance of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Now listen carefully. You can have faith in something bad and the bad thing will happen because you created an access point for the bad thing.
If you believe God, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10316P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.